Would you introduce yourself, please?
I am Johnny Shane Jr., also known as Modern Love Child.
We got you Connecticut to California. We got you looking for musical success and love. We got your first electric guitar in middle school. We got lots of bands before that. Are we done? Are we done? Is that it?
No, not at all. Yeah. There's a lot of spaces in between.
Isn't there, though? Let's start with, because you asked me where I'm from, which most people do other than Mars. Let's start with Connecticut, and let's start with kind of the 1%. Let me guess. I'm guessing now, if I was guessing based on the record, I'd be guessing Greenwich. But am I guessing Westport? What am I guessing?
Darien, Connecticut. Shout out Darien High School. I was the class president of Darien High School, fun fact, and prom king.
You picked up a guitar in middle school. Was there formal training?
No, well, I didn't want to learn to play guitar to become a guitarist. I literally just wanted to get a guitar to write a song for the girl that lived next door to me. What I do with my music when I write songs, it's like I think it's the best version of myself. So for me to present my best version of myself to maybe someone that I am attracted to, then I want to do that.
And I like your line. That's a good line.
Sure.
I want to give you, you know, you have to do it in the full. I want to give you the best version of myself.
I always want to give the best version of myself, and it's never truly the best version of myself, but it's an attempt.
So you bought that guitar, but was there formal training after that?
So there was a couple lessons before school with our music teacher, who was like a snowboarder bro band teacher. Mr. Walsh. But he taught me a couple chords, and then I stopped going because I learned the chords, and that's all I needed to know.
There are lots of albums artists writing about the California dream.
Sure.
What made you think yours would resonate? And I will do the caveat that this entire album is not about the California dream.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't think of it like it's just my dream, and that's what I only kind of, that's why I do this, is I'm not.
Why are people going to resonate to your dream?
Because, well, I don't, honestly, you really want to know, dude? I know, this will go deep. This is kind of heavy, but it's real. So my first band was called FTS, which stood for Follow the Sun, and it was about moving to California. Following the Sun was chasing the dream. I used to always draw like pictures of the sun setting behind like the mountains in Arizona, and
there you go.
And
so you visualize.
I visualized this, and my friend who got me kind of into music and cool music and listening to the Pixies and Built to Spill and that type of stuff, he was like my writing partner, and we had that.
Do this early. Okay,
yeah, we had this dream together. Right. We had this dream together, and he ended up. Through high school and stuff, we like wrote songs together, and we had a band and did all that thing. And then he ended up passing away when we got to college, and unfortunately took his own life because of a terrible illness of mental illness. And when that happened, it was like, I need to fulfill this dream, you know? So like every time I go sing a song and every time I do anything related to this big dumb dream I have, like I would be really playing myself if I didn't like just give it all I got. So that's maybe why, because if anyone comes to a show, they see that I mean every single word I say.
So mental illness,
yeah.
Is this something that is a close, you know, friend of yours and your band partner? When did you know that there were things that weren't right? And did you know?
So, it's funny you ask. So all through high school, no, not at all. Towards the end of high school, he mentioned something that his parents were trying to put him on something, or they mentioned they had bipolar or something. Didn't think much of it.
Wow.
Then freshman year in college, we came back from break, and he said something like, man, I'm having these really bad thoughts. I can't describe what they are. I'm like, you're not gonna like, and I remember, dude, which is really sad. You're not gonna kill yourself or kill anyone, right? Like, and I kind of said it like, not like jokingly, but
yeah.
Cheeky, like it was kind of cheeky. And he was like, no, nothing like that. I just have these terrible thoughts. Then cut to maybe 3 months later, he started calling me manically, talking about black holes and just out of his mind. And
Oof.
And it was crazy because that wasn't the person that I grew up making music with.
And there was nothing. And when it gets to that moment, do you say, I don't know what to do?
I didn't know what to do. I just knew. I was like, damn, Greg is not Greg anymore. It wasn't him. So when he like, but what's beautiful is like the Greg I know is the Greg that's in my heart when I write music and I play music, because that's the person who got me into music, you know?
Best thing you could ever do. Indie pop.
Sure.
What the hell is indie pop?
It's what every person in Silver Lake is trying to do, I guess. But, to be honest, dude, now listening to the radio, I wish I just was, like, straight up pop. Because that's, like, I mean, that's not my vibe.
That's where it is.
That's where it's at. That's what the kids...
But don't wish it. Is there a filter for a modern love child song? Do you know? Because you're talking about being a songwriter, and the odds are you're going to end up songwriting for other people, too.
A modern love child song is something honest. There's a sense of kind of nostalgic feeling for youth, I think. Always kind of, like, just... this like a teenage dream type vibe, longing type vibe, and just wanting. Dude, I'm like a total. My mom thinks I'm an idiot. Like, cause well, I am. But like, I just have really big dumb dreams. So like, that's kind of what all my songs are about. Like, I dream to have a big mansion in Hawaii one day and just surf all the time. So
it's
like,
not dumb. Tell me about Chance Encounters.
So, I'm at a coffee shop in Venice, California. Coffee where I would get it every single morning in Venice. Look around the corner of my shoulder. I see, is that Ben? That's Ben. Holy crap, that's Ben Queller. I grew up, learned how to write songs by listening to Ben Queller. Love Ben Queller. Run up to Ben Queller.
Which, by the way, is not what everybody grows up listening to.
No, not really.
It got in your head in an interesting way, I'm sure.
Totally. My friend Greg, who we were talking about earlier, put me onto him. Wow. So it's all first full circle. Wow. Go up to him. Say, hey man, your music means so much to me. Like, it's been a soundtrack for my life, so many different stages, and I love you, and I play music too, and thank you. Yeah. Cut to 3 months after that encounter in Venice Beach, I'm at my hometown in Connecticut, small little Darien, Connecticut.
No way.
I'm with my mom. She had to run a menial errand. I forget what it was, but there was a really good deli across the street. I'm like, oh, when you go do that, I'm gonna go get a sandwich. Go to get a sandwich and a coffee. And I am, standing in line to pay for my sandwich.
In Darien, Connecticut.
Darien, Connecticut. Random. Super random. Look over my shoulder. It's Ben Queller.
Okay. Now, the boy lives in Austin.
Lives actually Dripping Springs, Texas, which is outside of Austin.
Yes, but still.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, sure, see a musician in Venice Beach, California, Los Angeles, happens.
They come out of the faucet every 15 seconds.
Exactly, they're everywhere. See one in Darien, Connecticut, where it's a bunch of people just wearing polo shirts and tops.
So what was he doing? Was he on tour and visiting friends?
His wife, Liz, she grew up in Connecticut, but farther down up the road, and they were visiting friends in Darien.
Oh, what a thunk
it. Yeah, and I got chills when that happened, because to me, like, I took that as a sign, man. Like, this is the universe telling me something. Like, that there's something there. Cut to, I got this record deal. I told Ben about it. I hit him up like, hey, I'm that guy that kept running into you. We should work together in some capacity. We ended up writing songs together, and now he's taking me on tour with him. I'm signed with Believe, which is in the UK. Ben's The Noise Company is like a boutique label, but they also do management. So the management side of The Noise Company looks after me, right? It's all new, but me and Ben has taught me, like, you gotta be super DIY, self-sufficient. I'm not looking for managers to hold my hand.
Let's get dangerous here. Golden Brown, the video. Lots of love in many forms and the perfect woman. Now, in this day and age, it's pretty brave to be doing the, you know, the 10 video, like the movie 10. And that's kind of, so you've got that woman there and, you know, and she's perfect, at least in the eyes of, you know, perfection, so to speak. And so you're putting a message out there. Tell me about that.
No, it's really simple. That girl that's in the music video is one of, if not the most beautiful girl in the world. And I saw her and simply I was like, I need to have the most beautiful girl in the world in my first proper music video. So that's what I did.
And do you feel like women are going to look at that and go, boy, of all the women he could pick, he didn't pick the tattooed, you know, Silver Lakey, you know, ring in the nose.
Not my type. It's my music video. That's what I was running for. So that's what I used.
And is there a girlfriend in your life anywhere near her?
No. No.
So is this aspiration?
Yeah, but she is a professional surfer. She dates a really attractive professional surfer.
Of course.
She's way out of my league. And that's okay. But, you know, one day maybe I'll be in that type of league, but right now I need to work on just trying to become who I aspire to be.
So London, and going to London, you lived there for a while. What brought you there in 2016 originally?
This manager who was managing a bunch of large bands in the UK basically was in LA by chance, saw my old band, met me, I sent him some music. He absolutely loved it, told me to come to London. He would help me get a record deal. But first I needed to record a bunch of demos. I slept on my cousin's couch for six months and got a record deal and then went home and then went back to London to make the album once I got signed.
And who suggested Charlie Russell to produce?
The label. Or no, well, he mixed some demos that I did, but the label and Charlie Russell. Shout out Charlie Russell. I don't know if people in London are going to hear this, but I love Charlie Russell. That's my boy. And we had an absolute blast making the album.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you took a few months to do this. So that's pretty... Is that few months as in you had a budget or a few months as in, I got some money, I can do some more?
No, well, the record label paid for me. They put me up in a Airbnb. And yeah, it was dope. It was like the real deal. Like they flew me to London. I got put up in an Airbnb. And yeah, I was there. But it was a couple stints. I went there for a month, came back. We did some recording in LA when Charlie came to LA for a week or so. And then we went back to London and finished it for another month. And it was a dream come true. Best time of my life.
Then you mess up this whole California dream with an epic song about New York.
Yeah, it's just because, you know, like where I grew up in Connecticut, it's close proximity to New York City. Growing up, we go into New York City all the time. Even when I go back to New York City, I always kind of feel like I'm out of place just because everybody's like moving fast, doing stuff in a suit, and I don't know, I remember as a little kid going into New York City with my mom and dad and feeling anxious that I was going to get kidnapped or something. So like maybe I'm...
Well, you were, but anyway.
Yeah, so yeah, just I was never like, New York City was never my thing. I love it, it's cool, but like it's just too kind of crazy for me. I like the beach.
Interesting. So The dream, is the dream real? The dream that's in this album?
Hell yeah, the dream is real. I'm starting to see it. And that's what's so inspiring is like these little dreams coming true. It inspires me and kind of fuels that fire that's in my gut that like, oh man, like this could actually come true, man. Like right now, Dennis, you're in my dream right now. I think I used to dream about...
You sure it's not a nightmare?
No, it's a dream, man. I dreamt about being interviewed by a bald guy with glasses sitting in the front of my minivan.
I did. You know, I dreamed about that too. So I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside and then songs by others in between. But what two songs of yours do you want as the theoretical bread on the outside?
Two songs of mine, In a City and In a City and... Does it have to be a single or can it be one from the album? It should probably be a single, right?
Well, it should be a single based on the fact if we wait for the album, we're waiting till fall and we don't want to wait that long.
In a City and Just for Kids.
Good. Okay, so that gives me some flexibility. That's yep. that's perfect. Now, In a City, is that going to be out as a single?
Yes.
Sure. How far? So I can get away with that?
Yes.
I can get away with that now if I want to.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. That's what I want to... Okay, songs by other people. I'll know when we're about 40 minutes. If you give me a 40-minute remix, you've dealt all your cards, so don't do that. but bunch of songs by anybody. There are no rules. There are no genres. You would not believe in 800 of these what I have played next to each other. Okay. And what this will be, you'll see, is this will get people to really know you, because it's not a playlist. There's no algorithm. So any song by anybody. Hit me with a bunch of songs.
Okay. Honey Slider by Hound Mouth. 13 by Ben Queller.
Take your time to think about it, because there's no
Leave the Bourbon on the Shelf by The Killers.
We've done a musical sandwich. You'll hear me say this a lot.
That's amazing, because I love The Killers. Yeah. This is kind of crazy how when you get on the spot, you like blank up.
But this is what makes it work. What's in your brain?
Yeah, what's in my brain? Her to Fly by Built to Spill. Time Trap by Built to Spill. Who else? What's that? Oh, there's that song. Candy by Pop.